Donald Trump Jr. endorses Republican Jeff Landry for Louisiana governor. By Paul Bois on October 10, 2022. Donald Trump Jr. endorsed Republican Jeff Landry in the Louisiana governor's race, hailing the state's attorney general for his commitment to America First. "I'm proud to endorse my friend Jeff Landry to be the next governor of Louisiana," announced the former president's son. "He has a strong record of always putting Louisiana in America first." Trump Jr. then noted how liberal policies have strongly failed the state of Louisiana, as it has been under the leadership of Democrat John Bel Edwards since 2016. "Louisiana is one of the greatest states in the Union, but sadly liberal leadership and policies have failed it. Crime is out of control across the state, and New Orleans now has the highest murder rate of any city in the entire country," noted Trump Jr. "It's time for a change. Attorney General Landry will fight to make the streets safe again, fix our broken schools, lower taxes, and bring common sense back to Louisiana. Most importantly, he will never back down to the woke liberal radicals trampling on our conservative values at every turn. Jeff Landry will make Louisiana great again, and I cannot wait to help him become the next governor of this amazing state," he concluded. Since John Bel Edwards has limited terms, Landry will be facing off against Republican Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Republican Treasurer John Schroeder in the governor's race. Landry first launched his campaign last week when he released a 7-minute video in which he promised to crack down on crime as well as liberal school boards and radical school leaders. "What we have in Louisiana right now is a complete crisis of leadership and a lack of priorities. As the son of a school teacher, I think it's us in that 74% of our fourth graders can't read the way they should and nearly 80% of our eighth graders can't do basic math," he said. "We have some liberal school boards and radical school leaders forcing political philosophy into the classroom. Meanwhile, they're failing to teach our kids the very basics, and they're cutting parents out of the process at the same time. I believe the most important voice in a child's education is the parent," he continued.